The word today is death. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. We try to avoid the subject of death. It's not something we like to think about. It is something we often fear. Yet it is very real and very important. Pastor Paul Schrader is here today to give us some helpful thoughts on the word today, death.
Experts tell us that everyone has a sense of fear, especially the fear of death. You know, we have all kind of phobias, the fear of height, you know, the fear of drowning, you know, some people fear flying and so on. But the one thing that's rather obvious is that most people fear death to some extent in some way. Now, even in the book of Psalms in the Holy Scriptures, we are told in the Psalm, I think it's verse 4 of Psalm 23, it says that the shadow of death will be frightening. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, yet I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Now, that shadow is a very important word because it means not the death itself, but the shadow of death, the uncertainty, the unexpected, the suddenness, the unknown. Those are the things that frighten us. How will I die? Will it be brutal? Will it be suddenly? Will it be long and lingering, full of pain and suffering? Or just how will that death occur in my life? And so I want to speak today a little bit directly to that, using God's word as a guide, because death, that fear of death, is the last great weapon that the devil holds out against us. He tries to make us worry and get all upset and get concerned. And the truth is that even the shadow of death, should not bother us, because we who believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we who know him as true God, have the confidence that he has overcome death. He has gained for us the victory, and he has conquered death in our behalf. As a result, we too will rise from the dead. I believe part of the fear of death is the unknown and the uncertainty of it, as I mentioned, and probably there are even some people, certainly that shouldn't be the case among Christians, but there are some people that think that when you die, that's the end of it. Well, obviously, that is not true. There is life after death. The scriptures are extremely clear on that, and we are told over and over again in God's word that there is eternal life. Now, there is also an eternal death. There is a hell, and there is eternal punishment for those that die in their sins, meaning not knowing Jesus as their Savior. Because if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, there is no forgiveness. And the judgment of God is going to condemn those who die in their sin, unforgiven, and they will spend eternity in hell. But the focus of the Christian is eternal life. There is eternal life. There is a heaven. Take a look, for instance, in the Gospel of John, in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 28. Let's just focus in on that for a minute. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Isn't that a glorious promise? You know, I believe with all my heart that these are the kinds of words we should whisper in the ears of our loved ones who are passing away, who are in the process of dying. Give them that eternal comfort, that knowledge there is life after death. They are going to a new life, a glorious life, where there will be no pain, no suffering, no fear, no worry. There won't be a single tear shed there because it will be perfect. And that's where they're heading. What a glorious joy. I believe that the Christian who knows this and believes this sincerely, very often as they reach an elderly age, and as they are getting weary with all of the pain and suffering and confusion that we have here on earth, I've known many elderly Christians who have said, "Pastor, is it okay to pray, please, dear Lord, in your mercy, take me home today. Take me home. I am ready. I am anxious to see you face to face in heaven." And the answer to that question is positively yes. There's nothing at all wrong with that. Longing to be with God and longing to be in a better place where there is no suffering and no pain. And so I believe this fear that we were talking about at the beginning of the program, this concern over death, the suddenness of it, and what's going to happen to our loved ones, who's going to take care of our children, will there be enough funds there to provide for my family after I'm gone, all of these concerns need to be put to rest in the loving hands of God. And that's ultimately what the Christian needs to do. Now, I referred to a reference in the Gospel of John, John 10. I'd like to have you look further back in the New Testament right now to the epistles of John. You know, way back toward the end of the New Testament, there's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. There's a beautiful verse in 1st John, the first epistle of John, the second chapter, verse 17. The first epistle of John, the second chapter, verse 17. Let me read it to you. "The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever." Now there again, it's referring to that eternity, that eternal life, that death is a temporary thing, just a separation of the body and the soul, the body and life, so to speak, and that our soul goes on. In this particular case, as a Christian, someone who's forgiven, to heaven. And there we await Judgment Day. Judgment Day is going to be the day when the Lord returns to earth here and resurrects all of the bodies that are in the grave. Then the body, which has been resurrected and given a new life, will be joined together with the soul wherever it is. If the person was a believer when they died, their soul is in heaven. The body will be joined with the soul there. If the person was an unbeliever, died in their sins, unforgiven, their soul is in hell. And on Judgment Day, their body will be raised to join them in hell. I think that's an extremely important point, that the Christian religion is the only religion that believes that the body also goes on after death. You know, there are a lot of people, especially the unbelievers, that would like to think, well, death is the ultimate end, that's it, there's no consciousness after that, and so on. Well, don't they wish? They would like to think of that, wouldn't they? Because they don't want to think about eternal punishment. The body being joined with the soul, even in hell for the unbeliever, is probably a terrifying thought, I would imagine, to the unbeliever, because they think of the body in terms then of pain, suffering, you know, anxiety, all the frustrations, which is very true. But quite frankly, all of that pain, you know, the Bible talks about the fire of torment, that there will be pain and suffering, but that's secondary. That's not at all anywhere near as important as the psychological and the spiritual pain and suffering they will have. To be in hell means to know that you are separate from God, to know that there is no hope, there is no deliverance. You know, here on earth, there are things that we can put up with for a while. Take, for an example, the pain of delivering a child. You know, a mother can take enormous pain and suffering for a while, even for hours sometimes, knowing that it's going to come to an end, and that the end is going to be a glorious end, that a little baby will be born, and it'll be so wonderful. It almost reaches a point where you almost forget about the pain and say, well, that's secondary. Well, the product, the result is what gives rejoicing. Now, that won't be the case in hell. The pain and the suffering and the misery will never be relieved. It will be forever, eternally, like eternally dying and never being able to die. Hopeless. Seeing the bus leave and knowing there's not another bus coming. Helplessness, hopelessness. I think that's the most frustrating and the most demonic thing. Even this side of eternity, it's terribly difficult to deal with hopelessness. You know, if there is no hope and despair is everywhere, well, that's what hell is going to be eternally. But let's focus some more on the fact that death for the Christian is the entrance into life eternal. It is such a beautiful thought to know that on Judgment Day, our bodies will be resurrected, all imperfections will be gone, all handicaps will be gone, there will be no crippling, there will be no, let's say a person lost their arm or lost their leg, that will be totally restored again in heaven. There will be a perfect body. It will also be free from sin. That means it will be glorified. There will be a perfect mind, perfect vision, perfect hearing, everything, perfect everything, because it will be restored and glorified by God and then joined with the soul, body and soul, before the throne of God, praising him eternally. So now, this fear of death that we all have to some degree needs to be mastered and overcome by the knowledge that God keeps his word. And his Son, Jesus Christ, has conquered death, has overcome it, rose from the dead and defeated it, and now gives that victory to you and me. We have the certainty that as God's children, through Jesus Christ, true God, the Son of God, that he has given us eternal life and that we will live. So we have our life here on earth day by day by day with God's presence helping us to conquer and live. But even at death, we have that step into eternity where we will live forever with God before his throne.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Good Works. We are not given a free pass to heaven by simply doing good things here on earth, but there is a high priority for God's people to do good works. So write today for your free copy of Good Works. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.